Well, good day, everyone. I'm Sam McKibben on AM 1260. Our program is the Community Bulletin Board, brought to you by our hometown hospital, Southern Ohio Medical Center. Talking today to author and former classroom teacher and new friend of mine, Michelle Zirkle Markham, made the trip down from Columbus today to talk about her new debut novel called Rain No Evil. Now, Michelle, we met recently here at the radio station, told me about the basic plot of your new book, Rain No Evil, which you say is definitely, quote, not your average horror story. Well, now, you can explain that. It's what is Rain No Evil all about, and don't spare the gory details.
Okay, I definitely won't. Rain No Evil, I am sharing with everyone because of the transformation my life made as a result of the events that are discussed in the book. The most bizarre thing happened to me, Sam. I prayed and asked God to prove to me he was real. And I know a lot of people do that. A lot of people cry out when they're in desperate situations. And I was in dire straits with my marriage. And I prayed this prayer, and I also kind of just, I was angry. It was an angry prayer. And I grew up in church, so it wasn't that I really didn't believe there was a God. I did, deep in my soul, I believed that there was a God. But the results of my prayers and my actions to fix my marriage weren't working. So I, therefore, said this nasty, angry prayer, said, God, you've got to prove to me you're real, or I'm done talking to you. Huh. And 3 days later, water started spraying across my living room, inside of my house. And, of course, we thought, we had two boys. My husband and I had a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old. And we thought they were messing around at first. Well, then we realized they weren't messing around. They wouldn't even be in the room. And water would shoot completely across the room, like an invisible water hose. Hmm. That is the only way I can describe it. It was as if someone had sprayed a water hose and shot it, and you'd look around to see where it came from, and there was no wall busted. There was no water pipe sticking out, so there was no way to tell where it came from. Well, I didn't initially tie this to the prayer, but I did over a period of 2 weeks while this went on. It was busting the light bulbs that were in the ceiling. It was hitting the fire alarm, setting the fire alarms off. But the whole story is that this incredible thing happened to me. I did realize that there was an evil spirit in the house. That revelation prompted me to get a priest involved who was able to help me and my family. I also was involved with an energy healer soon after that, and she was able to remove attachments from me that were in my auric field, you would say. And the only way I can describe that is think of a light. You turn on an overhead light in a room, and you let that light saturate and surround you. Okay, that's pretty much what I had several entities that had attached to my auric field that way. Mm-hmm. I was not possessed. It is different. Possession would be you stick your finger in a light socket, and that current actually courses through your body. Okay, that was not me. But at any rate, this energy healer was able to help me liberate myself from those evil entities. And so that whole experience of the water in the house, the attachments to me, that and also a book that I started reading called The Verbally Abusive Man, it helped me to see my situation in an objective way that I had never seen before. And so my life has completely changed. I was able to get out of that situation that I needed to get out of for my well-being. And I live so much more authentically. I have a very happy life now.
That's wonderful. Talking again to Michelle Zirkle Cullum again, and Markham, I'm sorry. Michelle, basically, I think the scariest movie I've ever seen was probably Hitchcock's Psycho, released 55 years ago, 56 I guess now, 1960. The female lead actor Janet Leigh has said many times she still can't take a shower after being dispatched by crazy Norman Bates in the horrible shower scene, the Bates Motel. There was a sequel to Psycho, of course, a TV series also called Bates Motel. But you can't beat the original. And again, sometimes when people see movies or read stories or something like that, it kind of sticks with them for a long, long time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I never really got into watching horror stories too much, I have to say. And this isn't really a horror story. It is definitely spooky. It is eerie. The events were very strange. My sons were seeing all sorts of apparitions, eyeballs floating in the air demons, entities that I would walk through that were described to me as looking like the Grim Reaper. Hmm. I, for my part, the scariest thing for me was I saw a demon in my mirror. And it was the most, the scariest thing to this day that's ever happened to me. And it was extremely real. It was my face, but it was also a demon's face superimposed over my face. And you mentioned the shower. Interestingly enough, when I said this, the prayer that we started off with, you know, that angry prayer that kickstarted this whole thing, that was said in the shower. Now, I've always wondered, was that God's ironic way of, you know, because then it was water. Yeah. And I thought, was that his ironic way of tying together where I was when I prayed that? Was that the portal? I don't know. But it definitely, there. This book is not a thriller. It is suspenseful. It is a story of transformation. It is spooky and it is eerie. And it is geared toward adults because there is adult content in the book, because the driving force behind the story is the relationship that I had with my husband, my search for God, my search for love, which I ended up finding within myself and with, of course, from that higher power.
Well, it's wonderful when you have a story that turns out well, and you always hope for a happy ending, and hopefully we all have one. You know, we don't always, but sometimes that does work out well. So, again, God bless you for that. As a former classroom teacher, Michelle, I had a stint of that myself. Basically, when you decided to change from being a classroom teacher, wasn't that pretty daunting to leave the job security of the classroom to plunge into the world of writing books to make a living, or call me crazy, which people have? Was just something you decided you had to do?
That is so true. I had to do it. I was compelled to tell the story, and I had started writing the story before I actually resigned from teaching. So I had been writing the story for around 3 years while I was teaching. I was just writing it on the side. And you talk about faith. Right now, and actually when I did finally resign from teaching, it did take that leap of faith. And it reminds me, in the Bible, there were signs. And I would encourage people, this started with me asking God to prove to me something. Okay, I wanted a sign from him. I got that sign. I got my proof. And I want to encourage the listeners to ask your questions. Ask God for what. If you need proof, ask him. He will provide it. He provided signs in the Bible. He provided signs in the form of miracles. He had the man put the mud on his eyes so that he could he could see. The blind man could see because he put mud on his eyes. The mud is not what healed him. It was the faith that of him actually taking that mud. God could have healed him without putting mud on there. All he had to do was just do it. But he asked the man to put mud on his eyes because that demonstrated that man's faith. And I would encourage the listeners to seek your own truth. If you want something, ask. Trust me, it'll be provided. And he did prove to me, and many people call God the divine, you know, the highest power, whatever you want to call that. Trust me, he proved it to me, and he will prove it to you if you ask.
Okay. About all the time we'll have, Michelle, again, talking to author Michelle Zirkle-Markham, and her new book is Reign No Evil. How do we get a copy if we'd like to buy one?
Right here locally in town in Portsmouth. It is at the Ghosts in the Attic, and that is the only place locally, but it is also on Amazon, and it is available on Kindle and iBook, and you can go to my website to find out more information and order it directly from me on rainnoevil.com, and that is rain like water, R-A-I-N, rainnoevil.com.
All right, very good. Michelle, always a pleasure to meet with you. Again, we should probably do this on a quarterly basis, kind of give us an update. I imagine this probably is not going to be your last book, is it?
Oh, no, I'm already working on my next one, and I'm very excited. I didn't get to say I'm going to be on Coast to Coast with George Norrie on Saturday at, it's 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're up and you're a night owl, 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the day after Thanksgiving. So it's Saturday the 26th, and I'm going to be on a national show, and I'm so pumped to be able to share this story nationwide.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to set my alarm and see if I can't hear a little bit of that. I'm sure we can find it that hour somewhere.
I'll call you.
Please do. All right. Listen, appreciate your time. Again, good luck on you, as we say in the disc jockey business. Blue skies and green lights, and let's keep on going. I mean, it sounds like your career is on the rise, and we do thank you for stopping in. And again, you're all over the place. Yes, ma'am.
I do have a semi-local. It's going to be in Huntington on the 26th. I'm going to be at the Red Caboose from 11 to 3, along with many other artisans. So that's in Pullman Square, there close to Pullman Square in Huntington, and that's the 26th, 1 to 3. So before George Norrie.
All right. Okay. Again, author, former classroom teacher, now full-time author, Michelle Zirkle Markham. And her book is called Rain No Evil. It's available locally and also at Amazon.com, I believe, too. All right. I'm Sam on the radio one more time. Down the road we go with Public Affairs, brought to you by SOMC on NXT AM 1260 Portsmouth, Ohio. Thanks for your company. Take care of yourselves. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you later on AM 1260 Portsmouth, Ohio, WNXT.